At the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague today, Kosovo's president, Ibrahim Rugova, gave evidence against Slobodan Milosevic. The former Yugoslav president is accused of war crimes, including crimes against humanity, in Kosovo. In the 1990s, Rugova led Kosovo's ethnic Albanian majority in a campaign of passive resistance against Serb rule in the province. Geraldine Coughlin reports on today's face-off in the court between two old enemies.
Ibrahim Rugova didn't look at Slobodan Milosevic as he took the oath in court.
I solemnly declare that I will speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Milosevic avoided his eyes as well. Rugova's testimony was different from most of the evidence the court has been hearing during the Milosevic trial so far. It shifted the focus from eyewitness accounts of alleged atrocities by Serb forces to behind-the-scenes political manoeuvring of the Serb leadership. Rugova accused the Serbs of repression against ethnic Albanians during the 90s and said Belgrade tried to destroy Kosovo through violence and war after Kosovo's status changed in 1989. Rugova was speaking through an interpreter.
After the revocation of the autonomy of Kosovo, the Serb rule was established and several institutions were suspended and police control was established over Kosovo. The Ministry of Interior of Kosovo and Kosovo police didn't have any rights thereafter. Therefore, they were placed under the direct orders of Belgrade.
Rugova was a thorn in Milosevic's side during the 90s. He helped create an underground government that provided health care and education for Kosovar Albanians. This is the first time these two political adversaries have confronted each other since the Kosovo War in 1999. Rugova claims he was held as a political prisoner by the Serbs and forced to sign agreements with them which never materialized. Milosevic claimed, as usual, that Serbs were killed and expelled by the Albanians. Rugova admitted that some Serbs were murdered and some are still missing.
There may have been cases of murders which we will enlighten and take the culprits before the justice by our courts, which are working, and by other responsible institutions.
Milosevic, who's acting as his own lawyer, didn't get very far with his cross-examination today, though. The judge ruled that much of his questioning was irrelevant. Milosevic's legal advisor, Dragoslav Ognjanovic, doesn't agree.
Technically, my client is not a lawyer. He has some technical mistakes, but every single question he put in front of this witness and in front of this chamber was very relevant.
The judge advised Milosevic to tailor his cross-examination better when he questions the Kosovo president again on Monday. Over the past 2 weeks, two of Milosevic's top aides turned themselves over to the court, former Yugoslav army commander Dragoljub Ojdanic and former Yugoslav deputy prime minister Nikola Šainović have entered pleas of not guilty to charges of murder, deportation and persecution of ethnic Albanians in Kosovo in 1999. For NPR News, I'm Geraldine Coughlin in The Hague.